Sister Alkanet shook her head stubbornly.
We'll have to report this to the elders for a councillor's meeting. I'm afraid you'll have to stay locked up until they decide.
It was then that Broggle did something totally unexpected. He pushed the sister to one side and heaved the bolts back.
Then go and save your friend. Hurry, Tagarung.
Cregor stood up in full view of the vermin.
We have no mouse here named Nimbalo, but if you are holding him prisoner, I beg you not to harm him.
Valag rose, an arrow notched full stretch on his bow.
You're not in any position to make demands of us, stripe dog. We'll chop this here mouse into fish bait if and you don't give up the Tagarung.
Mira peeped over the battlements and saw the five tattooed vermin and Nimbalo lying bound on the path. Cregor spread their paws.
I don't understand what you mean. There is no such thing as a Tagarung in our abbey. How can we give what we don't have?
Ifara whispered to Valog as he watched the badger's face.
That old striped dog's blind. See, she's looking right past us at the flatlands behind. I tell you, she's blinder than a stone.
Valog laughed scornfully at the old blind badger.
Ho, ho, ho! How do you know you ain't got a Tagarung in there? You couldn't see your paw in front of you old fool!
Cregor could feel anger coursing through her veins.
Listen, you thick-brained scum. It's you who's a fool. You can stand out there shouting for a Tagarung until you're blue in the face. We haven't got a Tagarung, and we don't even know what a Tagarung is. So use what little brain you have and tell us, what in the name of all seasons is a Tagarung, eh?
Nimbalo soared through the last of his bonds and burst loose. Bloodlust shone from his eyes as he leaped for the battle axe sticking up over the ditch's edge.
Death to the vermin!
He roared. He grabbed the axe head, the shaft went sideways and struck Valog on the elbow, and he released the arrow instinctively. Cregor stood stock still, the shaft buried in her chest. Mira leaped up, screaming. Tag came up the stairs like a thunderbolt. Dashing through cavern hole, he collided with an Ottomum. Stopping momentarily, he held her steady by the paw.
Sorry, ma'am.
Then he was off up the stairs into Great Hall, leaving Forlorn looking as if she had seen a ghost. As he bounded through the Great Hall toward the Abbey door, the otter's eyes flicked left and right, looking for a weapon. He saw the warrior mouse on a huge wall tapestry, perched above it on two silver spikes. Martin's sword shone like fire on ice. There was no time to stop. Bounding forward, Tag gave a mighty leap. He snatched the sword and sped out of the door. Brother Hoban was already at the gate. He saw the big painted otter charging toward him, shouldering Redwall as a side as he came.